AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. After the deadly school shooting in Nashville, President Biden was asked if there is more he can do about gun safety.
I have gone the full extent of my executive authority to do on my own anything about guns.
And will you
the Wait. The Congress has to act. The majority of the American people think having assault weapons is bizarre. It's a crazy idea. They're against that.
Police in Nashville released video from a body-worn camera that shows a team of officers entering and searching the elementary school, then confronting and opening fire on the shooter. Nashville Police Chief John Drake was asked what they know about a motive.
We do have writings in a book we consider to be like a manifesto. We do have a map of the schools.
Drake was on ABC's Good Morning America. Authorities say Audrey Hale was armed with two assault-style weapons as well as a handgun. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is affirming America's commitment to enhancing corporate transparency, along with more than 20 other countries taking part in this week's Summit for Democracy.
The beneficial ownership database will deter dirty money from entering the U.S. and give law enforcement and other partners the tools they need to follow the money when it does.
Mexico's president says migrants fearing deportation set mattresses ablaze in an immigration detention center in northern Mexico, starting a fire that killed at least 40 people in one of the deadliest events ever at a Mexican immigration lockup. Ukraine's president visited the Sumy region in northern Ukraine, continuing his tour over recent days of areas of the country that have felt the brunt of Russia's full-scale invasion, and as the stage increasingly looks set for Ukrainian counteroffensive. After some early losses on Wall Street, stocks are gaining some momentum. This is AP News. Vice President Kamala Harris pledges a new era of partnership with Ghana.
Speaking from a monument commemorating Ghana's independence from colonialism, Vice President Kamala Harris says the U.S. is committed to strengthen its partnership with Africa.
America will be guided not by what we can do for our African partners, but what we can do with our African partners.
Harris envisions a future propelled by African innovation.
We must invest in the African ingenuity and creativity, which will unlock incredible economic growth and opportunities.
The vice president is on a week-long trip that includes visits to Tanzania and Zambia. I'm Julie Walker.
The vessel's owner says pirates have boarded a Liberian-flagged oil tanker with 16 crew members in West Africa's Gulf of Guinea. The exact location of the tanker is not known. Ed Donahue, AP News.